I don't like working fast food, so I want to work in a factory.
Maddie Grimes is 31 years old and a single mom. She doesn't have a high school diploma, and she struggles to provide for her daughter.
Both my parents dropped out 3 months before graduation, and I followed in their footsteps. Factories will not hire you unless you have a high school diploma. So if it's something that I want to do, I've got to have what I've got to have.
Two-thirds of employers say a diploma is the least people like Grimes need to have, according to a recent survey by the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. Nearly 40% of employers say they have left jobs unfilled because they couldn't find qualified applicants. So, some students, like Grimes, are going back to school.
She's gotten all my paperwork and all my homework for me.
We're taking individuals who may have been collecting public benefit prior to attending here and putting them in a position where, I mean, they can become a tax-paying citizen.
That's Nick Parks, director at the Excel Center in Kokomo, a charter school that serves adults seeking their high school diploma. Parks had a big to-do list this year. The school's first.
Recruiting students, for one thing, moving into our building, evaluating areas within the state.
A lot goes into starting a charter school, even after the process to get approved by the Indiana Charter School Board. And a model as unique as Excel requires even more work. Scott Bess is the Senior Vice President of Goodwill Education Initiatives. The organization has operated other Excel Center locations around the state since 2010, serving students age 18 and older who previously dropped out of high school.
The issue we have to work with is not just their academics, but we also have to work with the issues that caused them to drop out in the first place.
The center offers adults a chance to earn their high school diploma, rather than pass the General Educational Development, or GED, test. Although getting the GED credential can be faster, some experts argue earning a diploma might better prepare students for the challenges of college and the workforce. Todd Strong agrees. He's a former public school teacher who now serves as Kokomo Excel's lead instructor.
At the end of the day, we want the students to grow not only academically, but I think socially in a classroom as well.
As far as curriculum, teachers present the same material as in any other high school: algebra, geometry, English. Strong teaches financial foundations and says his classes function much like the economics courses he used to lead for 16-year-olds, with one major difference.
I can say the word mortgage and they're going to be familiar with it. They've either experienced hardships from it, they know what it means to be comfortable, they understand what finances mean to life, so students really want to learn about it.
Kokomo was Excel's sixth center, and it wasn't selected by chance. More than 11,000 adults within a 10-mile radius of the center don't have a diploma. The median income in Kokomo falls well below the state average. Last summer, the school recruited and enrolled 318 students. After year one, 10 of those students now have their diploma. Maddie Grimes is set to graduate in October.
I wouldn't change it for nothing. Choosing the Excel Center is just, it's like peanut butter and jelly go together, and that's how I feel. They're peanut butter and I'm jelly, and together we're good.
Strong calls that a success. Looking ahead to next year, he says his school is in a good position. They'll evaluate what worked and did not work this year, and they'll look at the lessons learned at other Excel centers.
We will become more efficient as we sort of expand on that and just continue to build on the things that we have going well. We have to convince people that what we do here is worth people's support.
Indiana Excel centers have helped close to 700 dropouts earn diplomas since 2010. About 75% now have full-time jobs. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.